every business in town would sponsor these leagues because it was so big to the town. Like in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, fastball was so big that every business wanted to sponsor. He had no trouble. Everyone wanted to sponsor a team or sponsor the league or be involved in it somehow because it was just such a gathering, right? You would just go to, like, even with now, it's just Wednesday nights, we know we're going to see everyone at the Diamond on Wednesday nights, our fans that come every week, and it's just a thing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday nights, you go to the town park, you watch fastball. July and August, you listen to a concert at the same time, but it's just something. And if, like, the town park wasn't there, I wouldn't know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, like, even, you don't have to drive by, but you drive by just to see the town park, right? And just because you want to see the ball diamond, because it's just such a great ball diamond. The town takes such great care of it, too, because it's considered a tier one diamond. So
this is the only true softball diamond in Aurora, right? That's why it's...
Yeah.
It's the only one actually built for softball.
Yeah.
The rest are all built for slow pitch, and the fences are too far. And,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. We've had two women in the history of our league since the 70s hit the ball out of the park. So it's a like very rare thing. Yeah, like out of the fence.
Yeah.
So it's a rare thing. So everyone knows those two people, and it's like we don't want it to happen because we know if it keeps happening,
yeah,
then we potentially will get removed, especially because we're on concert nights. But yes, we've had two ladies who have hit it out of the park. But
what's it like when they hit it out of the park?
Well, I don't think I was there for the second one. The first one was in the early 90s, and then the last one was Aaron Willers in 2000 and something, mm-hmm. and just everyone just goes crazy.